You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. You can't step into the new energy while interpreting your life through old patterns. Perspective is the quiet magic that shifts the entire trajectory of your day and your month and your year. And this week, I really want to invite you, lovingly of course, to notice your thoughts with curiosity instead of identification. Your thoughts aren't necessarily true or false, they're just invitations. Some are invitations downward, some upward. And you are the one who decides which one you accept. We have intrusive thoughts. However, it's how you align with that thought, how you choose to guide through that thought, whether you're going to hold on to it and continue to spiral with it, if it's a low vibe thought, or if you're going to shift and recognize, oh, this is a low vibe thought. I'm going to shift my reality, my perspective on this, and your actual reality will match in a higher, more aligned, more peaceful way. Hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Today feels extra special, and not because of anything super flashy or planned, but I realize that this episode is the 44th episode of season 2, and if you've been here for a while, then you know 44 has been my number since before I even understood why. When I was a kid, I was drawn to 4. I didn't know it was because it was a synchronistic number for me or because maybe it was my angel number. My angels were guiding me. The number 4 was just my favorite. I didn't have a reason. I just loved it. I was drawn to it. And then later when I began my own spiritual unfolding, the number evolved into 4-4, then 4-4-4. And those little sequences started weaving themselves into my life like breadcrumbs that guide me exactly to where I am now and to this podcast, to this path, to this version of me. And I know many of you have your own guiding numbers too. Some of you are also team 4-4 and 4-4-4 with me. Others see 11-11 everywhere, or some also 3-3-3, 2-2-2. Some of you are beautifully unique, drawn to numbers that aren't repeated or symmetrical at all, like 13 or 27, 19. Actually, little side note, 19 has always quietly been one of my numbers too, because I was born on the 19th, so it's just one of the only non-symmetrical odd numbers not divisible by 5 that I genuinely vibe with, but that's beside the point. So whatever your number is, or your numbers are, it's yours for a reason. I've always seen these numbers as a little cosmic winks, little nudges from the universe or my angels, not to tell me what to do, but to remind me that I'm supported and on the right path, even when I forget. And maybe sometimes if I am at a crossroads, it can give me some guidance. So for this special 44th episode, I decided to let spirit lead the way. I opened the Astral Realms Crystal Oracle Deck by Leah Showman and Paige, and completely intending to pull a card, but instead I accidentally opened the guidebook straight to page 22. And of course, the message, it was the message on perspective, a reminder that we are the ones choosing which frequency our thoughts join. We can sink into the low vibe thoughts when they surface, or we can invite those thoughts to rise and join our higher frequency. Then I thought, okay, I should actually pull a card because this is a book. I do like that it's angel number 22. That's cool, but maybe I should actually pull a card. And so right when I started shuffling the cards, one jumped out, literally jumped. And it happened to be card 11 for my team 11 girls. This is regeneration with this deck. And so the message of becoming new again, spiritually and physically, rebirth, renewal, the quiet moment where you shed the version of you that no longer fits and step softly into the next. So I was like, okay, between 11 and 22, between perspective and regeneration, this episode wanted to be a mix of both, a blend of shifting how we see things and allowing ourselves to become something new. So I was really excited to have two parallel numbers pop out at me when I set the intention that this is what I want for the 44th episode. It's just one of those moments where you get the wink from the universe, like, I see you, you're aligned, you're good, and this feels so right. So with that said, let's begin with that message I accidentally opened to, perspective, page 22. It felt like such a simple word at first, but the way this deck framed it, it hits differently. It wasn't talking about perspective in the intellectual sense, like look on the bright side or shift your mindset or any of the little Instagram quotes that we scroll past and think, yeah, 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 I know. This was more energetic. It was about the frequency your thoughts choose to join. And that phrasing stopped me because yes, thoughts come and go. We all know that, but we don't always notice how quickly our energy will either sink to meet a low vibration thought, or how with just a breath, we can actually invite that thought upward to meet us. In fact, I like how Leah and Paige wrote it. So I'm going to read what they wrote. There are two kinds of being, high, low vibe thoughts, and letting your frequency join them, and having low vibe thoughts, but shifting them to join your frequency. It's all about your perspective. If you can shift your perspective, you can perceive and experience either a negative or positive influence. I've been really feeling this lately. There are days where something tiny happens, like my phone glitches, or someone misreads my tone, or I get a text that lands weird, and suddenly my mind is like, oh, yeah, perfect. Let's spiral right now. Yeah, let's write a whole emotional novella about this one little small thing. It's like the mind gets so excited for drama. Like, finally, there's a storyline in my life. But when I join that thought at its level, everything else in life feels heavier for me. And so I started interpreting the rest of my day through that same filter. You start wearing that lens in that vibration, and you're not really seeing the bigger picture or what's really there. Nothing changed except the frequency that I agreed to meet. But then there are, of course, the softer days where I catch myself and I feel the low vibe thought trying to pull me downward. The judgment, the insecurity, the what if they're upset with me, or the I'm failing, or this always happens to me. And something in me just pauses. I think, wait, this thought is not the authority here. I get to choose who joins who. That's what perspective is. It's not pretending everything is okay. It's not spiritual bypassing, but deciding, do I drop down to match this thought's frequency, or do I invite it upward to match mine? And honestly, this has been the biggest shift in my life lately, catching the moment before my mind attaches meaning, catching the narrator before she runs off with the pen, because our inner narrator is powerful and she can make the smallest thing feel world-ending, right? Or she can turn the same thing into a detour or a lesson or a moment that doesn't define you. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours Book Talk romanticy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like 2 full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose. And it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first Coffee Plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. Sometimes I'll literally say to myself, okay, what is the highest perspective that I can hold right now? Because I notice that I have a low vibe thought. So I'm like, ooh, okay, I don't want to be in that vibe, in that frequency, if that makes sense. So I ask, what is the highest perspective right now? And this is not to be delusional, right? But it's just a higher one, just a higher perspective. The one that feels like my true self rather than my scared self. And so usually the higher perspective is something ridiculously simple as well, which is wild, but you just see it as they didn't mean it that way, or this isn't personal, or maybe you recognize they're dysregulated right now, do not take it personally, or you're tired, not doomed, or you're learning something, so be patient with yourself. Today is allowed to be imperfect, you're allowed to be imperfect. And the moment I choose that perspective, my whole body shifts. It does, it shifts. It's like unclenching a fist I didn't know I was making, or just relaxing my shoulders. The thing is, perspective is regenerative. It's a renewal. Every time you choose the higher frequency, you're doing a micro version of what card 11 is all about. Becoming a new version of yourself right here, right now. Seasons where old patterns are resurfacing, old insecurities, old fears, old narratives about our worth, or our relationships or our careers. So it's wild how the mind loves to recycle old scripts, right? Even when the soul is moving forward. But perspective is what interrupts that cycle. Perspective is the doorway. It's the moment your soul gets to say, hey, no, not this time. I'm choosing differently now. And I love thinking about it that way. That perspective is not about pretending the low vibe doesn't exist. It's about changing the gravitational pull. Instead of letting the thought drag you down, you let your energy gently lift the thought up. Sometimes that means reinterpreting something, and sometimes it means softening. Sometimes it means doing nothing at all, just letting the moment breathe without assigning meaning to it. And perspective also shapes how we remember ourselves. When I look back on the hardest moments of my year, they feel so different depending on the perspective I choose to view them through. The same moment can become a story of, I fell apart, or it can become a story of, I was transforming. The difference is just frequency. You might even think back on your own year right now, and where did your perspective shift something for you? Where did it change the outcome? Or even if the outcome didn't change, where did it change you? Because that's the thing, perspective is not passive. It is active. It is alchemy. It's happening all the time. It's you subtly rewriting your reality by choosing how you interpret what happens to you in that moment. So I think that's why page 22 came first, even before the card, because perspective is always the doorway to regeneration, right? You cannot become the next version of yourself without seeing the current version clearly. You can't step into the new energy while interpreting your life through old patterns. Perspective is the quiet magic that shifts the entire trajectory of your day and your month and your year. And this week, I really want to invite you, lovingly of course, to notice your thoughts with curiosity instead of identification. Your thoughts aren't necessarily true or false. They're just invitations. Some are invitations downward, some upward. And you are the one who decides which one you accept. We have intrusive thoughts. However, it's how you align with that thought, how you choose to guide through that thought, whether you're going to hold on to it and continue to spiral with it, if it's a low vibe thought, or if you're going to shift and recognize, oh, this is a low vibe thought, I'm going to shift my reality, my perspective on this, and your actual reality will match in a higher, more aligned, more peaceful way. For example, as well, let's say I get triggered in my relationship. Sometimes the ego blames them totally, but I've also become more aware of certain things that are not for my highest potential. So when I see myself or my mind go there, I recognize that, oh, this is perhaps an anxiety thought that's not true. I'm going to shift this, chill out, and enjoy the moment with my partner instead of getting anxiety over something small. And that really does shift everything. He as well has been shifting things that he might not have been aware of. So together, I mean, that's what you do in a relationship, and you just become a better person for it. It's a beautiful thing. So let's move on to regeneration, becoming the new version of you again and again. After sitting with this message of perspective, I can't believe that I actually pulled card 11 after card 22. And I think regeneration just fits. I love this card because regeneration, it's not loud. It's not like one day you're your old self and then the next day you wake up as a butterfly. It's obviously quieter than that, right? It's the slow unfurling, the subtle shedding, the tiny daily upgrades that you don't even realize are happening until you look back and think, oh yeah, I'm not her anymore. Regeneration is the art of becoming new, physically, emotionally, spiritually, over and over and over again. And so lately, I've been feeling this very intensely in my own life. It's like there's this version of me that I've been slowly outgrowing, and the more she tries to hang on, the more life just completely gently is shaking the loose pieces that no longer fit. You know, sometimes it's a belief that I used to hold on to, or sometimes it's a pattern that I used to repeat. Also, sometimes it's just an identity that I thought defined me, and suddenly it doesn't. But here's the thing about regeneration, that it's not dramatic, okay? It's not a big, I'm reinventing myself moment. Sometimes, right? Sometimes it is, but usually it's just, it's a remembering. It's a returning. It's a soft rebuilding of the parts of you that are ready to evolve. So I think of a lot of people expect regeneration to feel glamorous, right? Like glowing skin or perfectly aligned routines. Everything just looks like it's magically falling into place. But more often, regeneration looks like being super exhausted for no reason, or restless in rooms that you used to feel comfortable in. Maybe also feeling pulled towards things that you can't explain, or you are being sensitive in ways that you weren't before. Craving quiet, craving space, realizing you simply cannot pretend to be a past version of yourself anymore. It's like your soul upgrades first, and then your physical life slowly rearranges itself to match. And sometimes regeneration feels uncomfortable, not because something is wrong, but because something is shifting. Old emotional debris gets stirred up, or old wounds brush the surface, not to hurt you, but to release. Old coping mechanisms stop working because they don't belong to this next chapter. One of the clearest signs of regeneration is when the things that used to soothe you suddenly don't. Or when certain relationships feel different. When you expand faster, regeneration can feel like being between selves. Not who you were, but not quite who you're becoming. It's a liminal space. It's threshold energy. And honestly, it's sacred. Because this is the space where your soul rearranges the furniture of your inner world. This is the space where your identity gets upgraded, or where you're asked to let go of what you've already outgrown, even if you don't know what's replacing it yet. And that's where perspective comes back in. Because regeneration, it needs perspective. You can't become new if you keep interpreting everything through the lens of the old. If every shift feels like a setback, or every challenge feels like a sign that you're failing, or every uncomfortable feeling gets labeled as something is wrong, then regeneration feels scary instead of exciting. But when you look at it through a higher lens, or when you say, this discomfort is growth, or this restlessness is direction, this shedding is clearing space, this new sensitivity is alignment, this version of me is emerging for a reason, suddenly regeneration feels intentional and guided and timely, and you start trusting your evolution rather than resisting it. And the beautiful thing about card 11 is that in numerology, 11 is a portal, right? It's a gateway. That's why a lot of you are team 11 or 11-11. The moment where the old and the new stand side by side, and you get to choose which one you step into. Visualize 11 right now in your mind. You're choosing which one of the ones you're stepping into. 11 energy, it's intuitive, it's directional, it's transformative, and when it shows up, it often means you're closer to a breakthrough than you realize. You just need to walk into the higher vibrational one than the other. And I've been noticing this in my own life, like these little cracks of light where a new version of me happens to peek through. Moments where I respond differently than the old me would have. Moments where something that used to send me into a spiral now barely moves me, like I was talking about. Or moments where I feel grounded and more intentional, more myself. These are the tiny signs of regeneration. And if you're listening to this right now, then there's a good chance that you're in your own regeneration phase too. So I think a lot of people collectively are, right? You might feel the old falling away, even if you don't quite have a language for the new yet. And you might feel like something is shifting under the surface. You might also feel tender or raw or hopeful or tired or all of those things at once. But the thing is, regeneration isn't about becoming some idealized version of yourself. It's about becoming the truer version of yourself, the version that your soul has been inching you toward little by little. It's like you're remembering the blueprint you came with. You're remembering what you want. You're remembering what your energy feels like when it's not diluted by fear or pressure or that external noise of the world. You're remembering who you are beneath the layers that you've outgrown. So if you feel like you're in between, not who you were, not yet who you're becoming, in between, then take it as a sign that you're just right on time. Regeneration is working on you, even when you're not consciously doing anything at all. And so this is the season where your soul quietly rearranges things so the next version of you has room to land. So as I sit with these two messages, perspective and regeneration, it's so clear why they come through together. They're not separate themes. They're not two sides of the same inner shift. Perspective is the doorway, right? Perspective is the doorway. Regeneration is what happens once you walk through it. And I love that this all showed up on episode 44, the number that has guided me quietly my entire life and the number that nudged me toward this path. This podcast this community, because 4-4 is all about stability, foundation, inner strength, and the support that surrounds you even when you can't see it, which is exactly what generation needs, a foundation to grow, a soft, steady place inside yourself to land. And I think that it's the same with the numbers you see, whether it's 4-4 or 4-4-4, 11-11, 3-3-3, 2-2-2, or even some quirky little numbers like 13 or 27 or my honorary outlier 19. These aren't just coincidences. They're reminders, they're companions, they're markers on a trail. Jordan's number has always been 4-4-4-4-4 as well, which gives me chills. When those numbers show up, they're saying, hey, you're aligned, keep going. Or sometimes, pause, pay attention right now, something is shifting. So keep your eyes open. That's what they're saying. And maybe today for you, the message is simply this, that you're becoming someone new, not through force, not through perfection, not through rushing, but through the gentle act of choosing a higher perspective and letting it lead you into the new version of yourself. Because regeneration doesn't happen in one grand moment. It happens in the quiet choices, the tiny shifts, the way you speak to yourself, or the way you interpret your life, the way you let old stories loosen their grip, the way you hold space for the new to grow. So as we close this special episode, this little 4-4 portal, I want you to carry this for the week ahead. Notice your perspective. Honor your regeneration and trust the signs and numbers that show up for you. They're winks. They're not warnings. They're companions, not commands. You are guided. You are supported. You are evolving, even on the days it feels like nothing is happening. And I'm right here with you, becoming new right alongside you. So feel free to send this to a friend who may resonate with this episode. Say hi to me on Substack or on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. That's spelled RAQUELLEMANTRA. Thank you for being part of this space. Thank you for listening. And thank you for your magic.